Today's devotional is based on Romans 11, verses 13 to 24, and it was written by the Reverend Dr. John Charnock. In this passage about the olive tree, Paul does three things. He asks a question, provides an answer, and tells the truth. First, the question: who do you think you are? We might fancy ourselves the heart of things, but the fact is we're barely a part of things. I've never seen a wild olive shoot, yet I realize I am one. Undisciplined, wandering, haphazard. I know who I am. Who do you think you are? That's a question Paul asks us all. He also provides an answer, spelled G-R-A-C-E. By grace, a wild olive shoot is treated as a natural branch. By grace, a lost soul is welcomed home. By grace, the question finds an answer. Who do you think you are? Sounds the question. Saved by grace comes the resounding reply. So there are the question and the answer. Now it's time for the truth. None of this is easy. All that pruning and grafting is painful, so of course it hurts. Especially in the middle of Lent, it hurts. After all, we follow one who took Holy Week walks in the olive groves. We bear the cross of one who died on the tree. Who do you think you are? Saved by grace. None of this is easy. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. O Lord, I don't always journey along a neatly groomed pilgrim path. Sometimes I wander in the wilderness. Sometimes I even outrun the hope that is in me. So help me find hope in you. In your name I pray. Amen.